WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Bruce Buffer from the UFC.
Hey, everybody, this is Biff Naked.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
We're here to see some ghosts.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Horrible, desperate, ghoulish creatures.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
And it keeps getting funnier every single time.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I gotta do a photo shoot for GQ in about an hour and a half. Yeah, they've been after me for months. Doing some kind of underwear deal.
The Omega.
He's the genius who gave us the talking Marcel Marceau statue. It was a sensation.
Heartbreak Mike.
I was one of New York City's leading paranormal researchers.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm feeling a little, anxious, if you know what I mean.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's showtime.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
That is why I won't do two shows tonight anymore, babe. I won't do
this. Is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday night.
You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here!
Sean Khalid from Mam.
Toe Chain! Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can kiss me.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. 1 week hiatus, we are back, we have plenty of things to talk about, the Rumble is coming up, things happened in the world of wrestling, there's been a UK tournament, and hey, no Tim for now, whose internet is broken at the moment, so, no bad jokes for a while.
Delete.
Disconnect.
I need to go find the dial-up sound effect, anyway.
I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. Let's do the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so no Tim, so I guess I get to introduce our producer, Sir Rockin.
Yeah, I guess I get to lead the show tonight. Woo! Another show. Yeah. Talking things, wrestling. Woohoo! So we actually have a lot to get to tonight. In all seriousness.
We have catching up to do.
We have catching up to do right off the bat. Last week we didn't do a show. There was this personal matter. If he wants to bring it up, he'll bring it up. But there was a personal matter with Tim. Condolences to that family. And that's all I can say. I don't know what I can say and can't say. We'll just leave it at that. That's why we weren't here. That means we have to catch up on 2 weeks of stuff. And 2 weeks of stuff happened. Later in the show, we're doing the Royal Rumble Pick'em and Entry Draw Contest, where you, a listener, get a number and play along with us, and maybe you'll get the winner of the Rumble. Who knows? It always works well for Omega.
I ain't gonna win shit.
So,
I get something horrible every single year.
It's my favorite time of the year. just for that. But one of the things we did want to talk about last week, and we were unable to. The WWE held the United Kingdom tournament, a two-day tournament, only on the WWE Network. Now the internet's flipping out. Oh my god, WWE's pulled people from shows. The internet never read contracts, so chill. Chill, internet, chill. They had a two-day event, and it was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Omega?
It was. It's almost very King of the Ring seeing a tournament happen in such a short span of time. And it's interesting to me because compared to like the cruiserweights, I'm familiar with the cruiserweights. You know, and when I watch something like New Japan, I'm familiar with New Japan, but I rarely get the opportunity to see UK-style wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into this not knowing who any of these guys were. Not a clue. UK wrestlers beat the shit out of each other.
To start things off, Michael Cole went, grappling fans.
Grappling fans.
It was so weird, but awesome at the same time. That was my first takeaway from that. By the way, Michael Cole was pretty good on commentary for this entire event.
Yeah, he was tolerable.
He actually got to call wrestling, which he is actually good at.
Well, it's a situation where there's barely any storyline to talk about. You know, I like that they did work some in, but you know, it wasn't like overbearing or anything. It felt like it belonged there.
Because it was just like fresh. New talent, well, new talent to Michael Cole, but it was, I guess he probably like, think of it as a house show, where it's like, okay, let me do this thing over a house show. All right, let's do this commentary, yada, yada, yada. Oh, cool. It's kind of like an indie scene, so I like it.
What also added to the entire event was the building.
Yes.
Because it did not feel like...
Oh, my God.
It wasn't, hey, here's a WWE event in so-and-so place. It felt completely different.
Yes.
I thought there were creative and interesting chance the Raw after Mania.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I thought there were interesting ones, you know, when they go to the UK. I watched this tournament, and I heard a dueling chant of, let's go, Jesus...
Jesus sucks. I had to clip it because it was so good.
It was amazing. Triple H is on Twitter. Is like, God, never heard that before.
And then we had thank you, Jesus, at the end. And then they did the song they sing for Bailey, and then will you be my God at the end of it?
Yep.
That was during the Sam Gradwell and Saxton Huxley, I believe, match?
Yes.
So, there you go on that one. So, we're going to go through the tournament a little bit. Just get some high points from the first day. One of them had a controversial finish with the Devlin and Birch match, where he was down, but he wasn't.
Yeah, that was a really awkward finish. I'm not sure. I think I'm not sure how to even take it, honestly.
My initial reaction to it was, "Oh crap, he's bleeding. Just count him down." I think that's what it was.
It felt like he wasn't even in on that decision because he was still trying to kick out at that point.
Because it's wrestler mentality. It's like, I'll keep going.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's just a scratch. I'll keep it there. No, I can see your skull. It's not a scratch.
The thing that makes a difference wasn't in the front of the head, it was in the back of the head. It's like,
yeah.
Oh crap. We can't really do anything for that, just count him down, here's the spot, just do it. And he had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how they played it up. They actually let it continue on in the story, you know, afterwards and whatever.
Yeah, he kicked him in it again.
Yeah, so I don't know. Then it makes me wonder, was it planned? But you can't plan something like that?
You can't.
You can't, but it was a nice, I guess, spur of the moment decision.
That was a hard bust, though.
Oh yeah. So someone may have fed the referee, "Hey, have them do this," and they went with it. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. But you know, when I saw the count, I was like, "Yep, that wasn't the plan." Clearly, wasn't the plan. Trent 7 beat H.C. Dyer. Apparently, Kevin Owens is high on Trent 7. It's all I can. It's the only, you know.
Yeah, I need to research some of these guys now.
That's the only real talking point from that one. Pete Dunne defeated Roy Johnson.
Pete fucking Dunne.
The heel of the tournament, as it was very clearly defined, he would be the heel.
Oh, God, he did so good.
Yeah, didn't he? Oh.
Wolfgang defeated...
It's just like very old school style healing. It's just, I don't need a promo or a microphone. I'm just going to be a dick.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Wolfgang defeated Tyson T-Bone. Joseph Connors defeated James Drake. Mark Andrews, don't call him Mandrews, defeated Dan Maloney. By the way, TNA, Shout out to TNA, or Impact Wrestling. If you're going to do a profile on a dude, do it before he leaves your company, not like the week after. Because they went on Facebook yesterday and did Mark Andrews' first day in TNA.
After his last day in TNA.
After his last day in TNA. It's like, But coming out of his whole performance throughout the 2 days, it's like, is he suited for this, you know, UK division, or should he actually be considered for the Cruiserweight division?
He should go to the Cruiserweight division.
It's so hard to tell with some of these guys because the Cruiserweight division is still in this rocky little spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to go somewhere where that's, you have a chance to actually, you know, go, you know, slight establishment level, mm-hmm. or stay there and build something new?
Well, see, the thing of it is, I think, I'm hoping that all these, British wrestlers, United Kingdom wrestlers, stay in the UK. I think this is exclusively only for them. And I don't think any of them are going to end up going to America just to be on the Cruiserweight, because they've learned a different style rather than the Cruiserweights. So.
Yeah, that is true. Just because they are light does not mean they wrestle the same way.
Don't mean shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see on that one. Let's see. What else happened on the first day? Tyler Bate defeated Tucker.
Tyler Bate.
And then the big internet uproar. Pete Dunne attacks Sam Gradwell. And he pissed off Triple H and William Regal.
Well, Regal sold the fuck out of that.
William Regal is awesome. His facial expressions are top notch. They've always have been. But he sold it. Completely. He's like, you don't ruin something I just spent 6 months of my life building. Yeah, I believe it, because he super kicked Sam Gradwell. I believe that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was day one. Day one was, overall, a nice 2-hour wrestling show.
I'd say so. I mean, they only have a lot to build and establish here, so.
We then brought it to day two. There was speculation for 24 hours. Are they going to keep Pete in the tournament? Are they going to keep him in the tournament? Of course they're going to keep him in the tournament. And he got to wrestle first. He took on the man, he superkicked Sam Gradwell. I don't know which way is the pronunciation, but we'll go with it. It was clear the building of Pete Dunne, and you saw it throughout the whole second day, which is good.
Yeah, the guy was a dick.
He was, in fact, a dick. Mark Andrews beat Joseph Connors. Wolfgang defeated Trent Seven. Tyler Bate defeated Jordan Devlin. That was the second round of the tournament. I was half surprised. It was the way Kevin Owens was pushing him on Twitter, Trent Seven lost. But beyond that, there was real no shock?
Not especially. I think people expected Wolfgang to make it farther, though. So that one doesn't really get me either.
So, in the third round, Pete Dunne beat Mark Andrews. Again, not a real surprise, especially where they were pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, this could have been a finals of the tournament, but it was in the semis, so there you go. And Tyler Bate defeated Wolfgang. After the match, that dick showed back up and attacked Bate after the match. And they put some doubt in his mind whether or not he would actually compete in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Kayfabe shoulder injury. I think that match was the only surprise of the tournament, at least as far as, like, day two.
Yeah.
Because I honestly thought Wolfgang would make it to the finals. Like, Tyler Bate doesn't strike me as someone who was going that far. Like, I'm happy they did, because he is really good, and in that match, he's crazy strong. He's like Cesaro strong.
Yeah, he is. We also had, I got nothing else to add. In a non-tournament match, Neville beat Tommy End.
That was good. It was.
Yeah, that got a Botchamania chant started.
Yes. Whoever got Neville, does that mean they got points?
No, I did not get points for Neville.
Good. As you were.
I thought about it, but since I didn't, but we didn't do Cruiserweight tournament points, so I was not doing UK tournament points. So I thought about it, because we would, I also had to give out a pit point for Finn Balor showing up too, but I didn't do that. By the way, side note, Finn Balor was at, what, Progress Wrestling that week, same weekend?
Yeah.
And did musical chairs? It was awesome. It's on YouTube, go search it out, people. You'll enjoy it. He tries to be Shawn Michaels, and, you know, he's not as good as Shawn. But there's only one Shawn Michaels. Dolph. Anyway.
Dolph.
We'll get to him later. And in the finals, Tyler Bate defeated Pete Dunne. So Rockstar Spud is now your UK champion. He really looks like Rockstar Spud's father. Just saying. But no, they had a good finals match.
They did.
So overall, it was a two-day event. Really good stuff from top to bottom.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised with it. Like, I did not expect to enjoy it the way I did. Glad I was catching it live, so nothing got spoiled for me.
Oh, yeah.
I caught the first day live. Second day, not so much. Watched that on Monday. By the way, Nigel McGuinness, pretty good.
He's being groomed to be an announcer for a longer stint, so...
Yeah...
Were you not a fan, Mike?
No, I love me. No, I love Nigel McGuinness. Yeah, I'm just kind of... come back, Nigel. Come back. But I know he can't.
No, he can't get back in the ring. But he'll eventually probably be the NXT announcer, commentator, I would assume.
One of the reports is Michael Cole's looking to move to a backstage role, so...
Yeah.
They're going to have to shuffle around pretty heavily.
Yeah, we talked about this Thursday. I would do Graves, Phillips, and Saxton on Raw, and Ronaldo and Nigel on SmackDown, maybe?
Just Ronaldo. I don't care what anyone says. Ronaldo, that guy, they hit the jackpot when they found him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. You put him, JR, and King. You put those three, WrestleMania, oh my god, that's cool. Oh.
No, you don't do that. That would be the worst trio ever.
What?
You don't put two play-by-play guys together. They don't know how to do that. Trust me, it doesn't work.
Yeah. A play-by-play guy's instinct is to announce what's going on in front of him at the time. When you have two guys trying to do that at the same time, they're going to talk over each other constantly.
Remember when they had Michael Cole be the lead play-by-play guy and JR was the commentator? Didn't work. It didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of commentary teams at the Royal Rumble...
Wait, you're going to breeze through it this quick?
No, I'm just... the thing. Jerry Lawler will be on the announce team for the Royal Rumble alongside Michael Cole and Corey Graves. And I'm supposed to read, Tim Stein warned the world about Mauro Ranallo.
Uh-huh.
I'm being fed things, so I'm, you know...
Yeah, that's fine.
Giving answers. So yeah, that's the new commentary team. Just for the Rumble match, I believe. I don't think it's for the entire show. Be awkward if it was.
Yeah. It'll be nice to hear Jerry again. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, with this whole UK tournament out of the way...
Well...
I'm going to pose this question. What's next? What kind of tournament would you like to see them do? Are you excited that they do the women's tournament this summer?
You know the funny thing about it is... It depends on who they have. Just don't break Jerry Lawler, because... I mean, pervert. Sorry.
I would, I think they're way beyond that at this point, though. Honestly, I would be looking forward to, like, a Cruiserweight Tournament 2, which seems fairly obvious.
So you would find, how many did it do last time? 16, 32?
Not that many.
Mm-hmm.
I would give some guys that are in the Cruiserweight division now another chance to elevate themselves. I'd put a few guys from NXT that didn't participate before.
Yeah.
But I would have a injection of new talent as well that could go to 205 Live.
Right.
Now, would you do it in the same vein they did the Cruiserweight Classic last year, or would you sort of do it like we did the UK tournament this year?
I would have to say UK tournament.
For me, it's somewhere in the middle. Cruiserweights wrestle a lot faster and a lot harder, so I don't think three matches in one night is going to do them very good. Mm. I would stretch it out, but I would take it to like not as far as the Cruiserweight Classic did. That's right. A few too many episodes.
Would you do it say like a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Sort of
do a whole entire weekend of it.
Maybe
that's a big maybe.
Because the value for them, it seems like everything has to be live, except for NXT. But I don't know if. I think you can, because if you're going to put the current talent in it, and you're taping it all, it's, and you're still doing things live on Tuesdays and Mondays, it sort of, I don't know, it won't, just in case something happens, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how it would play. I think it would be more interesting to see if they continue, like, the UK tournament style, and, I don't know, find a, you can use, do it full sale, you can rent it out for a weekend, I think they would be okay with it. I don't know. It'll be something to say.
WWE strong style tournament. 2 days, winner has to fight 3 matches in one night, and he's a bloody mess by then.
And then the winner of the tournament has to face Shinsuke.
Oh.
And then you're dead.
Yeah, right away, Triple H just rings the bell and Shinsuke comes down.
Because there's also talk they may do something in Mexico as well, a Lucha Libre style tournament.
Could work it. Like, that could almost work into another Cruiserweight Classic, though.
Yeah, so they have plans. It's sort of just eventual stuff they'll get to. So we good with the UK tournament now?
Do we happen to remember who picked who? Is there random ass predictions?
No, I don't, Omega. Who'd you pick?
I picked Tyler Bate.
Well done, sir.
Because his name made me laugh.
By the way, Omega's 5. If you can't tell by youtube.com/TJOmega.
I'm playing with a toy right now.
Proves my point.
It's Cactus.
My bit. Find your own.
Rage.
There you go.
Get on my nerves.
Well, Mike, you suck.
Wow.
You suck. Get it? Anyway.
I do. I don't suck.
You see where he's going with this?
I see where he's going with this.
Yeah, transition's kind of awkward. Not really. So,
but I'm not the one who sucks. This new person, you know, this is a thing now.
We have the first man has been announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. It's Kurt Angle. What? Really? Kurt Angle? Okay. He deserves it, but it's like, holy crap, it's Kurt Angle.
There's something amazing about his name coming up and his music playing in the crowd. As like, after the video package finishes for the live crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't chant his name. They don't chant, you deserve it. They chant, you suck. All these years, and he cannot get people to not chant, you suck.
I'm sorry, it's Kurt Angle.
I know. And he has embraced it, and it's awesome that he's done that.
Which is hilarious to me too. He everyone's got their own little niche. Like, what's his name? Fandango. He's embraced the pointy fingers.
That's gotten him so far.
And then you got Kurt Angle. You suck. He didn't like it at first. They were like, no, we're going to keep feeding this to you.
Well, at one point, well, of course, before it was because he's a heel. And he's doing a good job as a heel because the chants just kept getting louder. And it wasn't like an Xbox-style heat. They were playing along, which is the kind of heat you want out of the crowd. You know, they know what your character is going for, and they are going along with it. That's a good heel. But it's endeared to him so much at this point, it's not a demeaning thing. It's just everybody having fun with him. Like, even when he was even when he was on his face runs in WWE, they still chanted, you suck. Because it's just the thing you do with Kurt Angle.
Until he went to ECW and then they tweaked the music. And they killed it. Because you couldn't do it to that music. Thank you, WWE. But now imagine...
We're ruining our good time.
Now imagine 75,000 people at WrestleMania chanting, you suck. That's gonna be awesome.
My god.
But Omega, were you surprised that he's back and headed to the hall?
Honestly, he's talked it up so many times the last couple of years, I kinda am. Like, I knew he'd be back in WWE eventually, because he's just the kind of he's the kind of guy who would end up back there. You know, it's just a matter of time. This was a little bit sooner than I expected, because he's still doing indies, and he's still active.
I believe he has 2 more indie shows left. March 3rd against Cody Rhodes, I believe, is his last one.
Yeah, he's doing WCPW for that. It's still a surprise, because, like, okay, that's a headliner. Okay, that's a well-remembered name, so, okay, we go with this. Because we were kind of wondering who's left.
No offense to DDP.
Yeah, oh, none.
He's a saint. A saint among men. He's awesome. Yeah. But he's not
by DDP Yoga.
He's not the Hall of Famer.
He's not the headliner.
The headliner, yeah, in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Kurt's a good one.
Kurt is a good one. I think I'm kind of racking my brain. It's like, who is left? Who are they going to...
Because there's a lot of people who are left, but they're still
there's
active.
Plenty of people who are left, but, like, you know, you need an Austin, a Michaels, a Flair. You need that, like, everybody knows, and this is one of the most deserving people in the industry.
Because you're going to have them down the line. You're going to have Goldberg. You're going to have The Undertaker. You're going to have The Rock. You're going to have a Batista.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have all of them, but it's not yet. So it's like, who in this awkward year can you find? Because you're not doing Goldberg because you're still using Goldberg. So like, oh, there's Kurt. He's sitting there doing nothing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, give him one.
Kurt works. Kurt works. Definitely works.
Yep.
Question is, who inducts?
Austin.
Edge.
Well, here's the thing about Edge. What if Christian goes in?
Okay. Point.
Because he's been speculated as well for going in. So it's like, you can't have Edge do both, but I did think Edge. Like, huh, Edge kind of works.
Triple H.
I think Stephanie more appropriate.
No, that's insult to injury.
I want another Stephanie-Kurt Angle interaction. Just saying. For reasons. Just want one. Also want a Brock and Kurt Angle stare down. Not a match. Not
Brock a match. Should do it.
Just because... a question. Do you think... Do you think Brock kissing Angle is going to end up in the highlight reel?
Absolutely.
No.
I feel Kurt's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about a lot of things in his Hall of Fame ceremony. My only thing is, if the wrestling gods, Randy Savage, love me, let him be in the Rumble. Anyway, continue.
Okay, now I want to bring that up. That's an awful idea.
And why is that?
Because the big pop in ticket selling is for WrestleMania weekend.
I understand that, but also it would give more reason for people to watch it.
But no, it wouldn't, because you've already given them Angle.
You've given him Kurt Angle. You're selling tickets that are...
Yeah, you've like already thrown them out there.
Angle got two matches left in him in WWE.
That's fine.
Maybe he needs to save one for WrestleMania.
Or after WrestleMania.
I don't think we're going to see a moonsault at WrestleMania no time soon.
But here's the thing.
Charlotte's got a match.
Yeah,
shut up.
No, but you're selling. You almost sold out the Hall of Fame already. There's like a few hundred tickets left in one weekend because of Kurt Angle's name. That's when you put him back out in front of the people for the first time. You don't waste it in the Royal Rumble this year. That's bad for business. Hate to say it, but it is.
Yeah, like when they put Warrior in there and they didn't have Warrior show any. Sign until he showed up at the Hall of Fame.
He's the attraction. Anytime after WrestleMania, you want to bring Kurt Angle out to do whatever, you know, cut a promo, just show up randomly on SmackDown or Raw, that's fine. You want him to have a match against somebody if he can get cleared. Keywords, if he can get cleared. Because indie clearance and WWE clearance are two different things. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I would just keep him away. You don't put him on TV until Hall of Fame, Friday night, April 1st, whatever it is. So that's the first time, March 31st, you bring him out in front of the people, and then you do the big pop at WrestleMania. Yeah.
It's gonna be a good entrance at WrestleMania. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. But yeah, that's how it would be. You don't waste it on the Rumble. We did bring up that he could have a match. Maybe if he gets cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Who should it be?
Samoa Joe.
But that's been in TNA. Would we really want to run that?
Kurt Angle wants everyone to see the great matches he had in TNA in his prime against AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. He's come out and said this.
The thing is, it has to be something that's almost by surprise because it's hard to do what you say and then still like bill him and promote a match coming up for WrestleMania.
Not saying for WrestleMania, after WrestleMania.
Okay, after WrestleMania is a much bigger...
Down the line, if he's able to have...
Open, yeah.
If he's able to have that one match, one more match, who?
See, there's that part of you that knows how good he can work with AJ and how good he can work with Samoa Joe. But at the same time, you've got so many people in there he's never faced before. Like, if he's got one more match, like, do you put him up with one of his best opponents, or do you put him up with someone he's never faced and get something completely new?
That's the thing, because, see, everyone had a dream match, but had he not suffered that neck injury, well, that head injury, you know, that would have been hopeful, which is Daniel Bryan versus Kurt Angle. As of right now, I can't really, yes, I can, but it ain't gonna happen. We gotta see who's the true, real American between your Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle and the all American.
No, we don't.
You're right. That's why I said no one wants to see that.
No, but.
Have we seen, like, what Swagger's wearing these days? Do you really want that?
Like, they blew that when Hogan and Swagger were both in the WWE at the same time. And Hogan never came out and questioned, what are you doing calling yourself a real American?
Well, then if that's the case, Angle versus Rusev.
Kurt Angle, Finn Balor.
I would throw out Shinsuke, but he'd probably kill him.
I know.
Probably.
Legend killer Seth Rollins.
Stop. Okay.
Well, Angle got through one broken neck.
Oh, God.
Kurt Angle, Roman Reigns.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. I refuse you.
It's like saying Kurt Angle versus Brock one more time.
Kurt Angle, John Cena?
Stop.
It would be a nice full circle.
You know, maybe if he's got more than one match in him, maybe like a WWE retirement match against Cena. Because that does bring it full circle from Cena's debut match to Angle's final match. That would actually be interesting.
You can also do American Alpha and Kurt Angle versus a trio.
See, I thought Angle would have been in for a while now as a manager for American Alpha.
I thought it was Shelton, but, you know. No? Okay, sorry.
I didn't think Shelton Benjamin needed a mouthpiece.
Needed to be a mouthpiece. I'm seriously trying to think now, because there's a lot of possibilities.
Kurt Angle, Kevin Owens?
My head went that direction, yeah.
That could be a thing.
Kurt Angle, Sami Zayn.
That also could be a thing.
You know, there's so many. If the second they announce that he's cleared to actually compete, you know,
there's going to be a line of wrestlers.
They'd be clamoring for a spot. Win, Taker. Lose, don't care. I work exactly. With Angle.
Taker going to be like, well, let me go on and work some things out, you know?
Oh, no, there is no working out. If Taker wants it, Taker gets it.
He going to get it.
No, Taker would have to do a lot of working out to hang with Kurt Angle.
Okay.
Just saying.
But that would put him up against someone with almost as many surgeries as him.
Has Kurt Angle ever fit? Yes, he has. Never mind.
Yeah.
We could have Kurt versus Shane again. This time the glass will break.
Maybe.
Kurt can't throw quite as hard as he used to.
Can they break an LED board?
Don't know. Let's try.
Let's try. I'm actually going to watch that now.
Oh, one of the most brutal matches ever by accident.
Absolutely. What was that? King of the Ring?
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a giant K-O-R he was throwing Shane through.
That they couldn't break. Bastards.
I love the one time. I was like, suplex ain't working. Fuck it. Pitched him through.
Props to Shane for just getting up every
Shane
time.
Shane is WWE's team player.
Yeah, he's the team player / crash dummy.
It's like, his middle name is Take One for the Team. Take a dozen for the team.
Anyway, there's talk of him wrestling WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, what's he jumping off of now? What was that, 2002, or what was that?
01.
Thank you.
I need the match of Shane McMahon versus Jeff Hardy in a who can jump the highest match.
Stop. You shut your filthy whore mouth. I think in a Daredevil's match.
I think Jeff would win that.
Yeah, he would.
Shane would try, but it would be Jeff Hardy.
Remember, Jeff Hardy would jump off the Jumbotron.
Yeah, and Shane fell off of it.
No. He'll flip off the Jumbotron. Shane will just look at you and be like, nah, man, the Hell in a Cell is all I got.
No, he's talking about the Dallas Tron.
When Blackman whacked him off.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, no. Let me rephrase that.
No. We're talking about...
When Blackman used a kendo stick to knock Shane off of the Titantron.
By Jumbotron, I think Mike was talking about the one from Dallas this year. Bump the Cell, that one. The Jerrytron at the Dallas Stadium.
Oh.
That one. The one that hangs over everything.
Oh, that one.
That one. That one. That Jumbotron. Not the Titantron. Two different ones. Just point that out.
I have a mental image of Dean Ambrose in a no-holds-barred match and him just climbing up there with a wrench. Like, if I can hit him with anything I want to, right?
So, before we go to break, do you have a favorite Kurt Angle memory?
Milkomania.
That's an easy one. I like the lead up to his feud with Brock, where the two were just like bros.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of genuine interaction there, which these days with Lesnar, you'd never expect. But there was a purity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a realness. Like, yeah, I joke about it earlier about, Lesnar kissing Angle. But he did it as a laugh, just to fuck with Angle's head. And Angle was laughing about it afterwards. Like, oh, okay, fuck. Okay, that shook me. You got me. There was something genuine about it that I really appreciated. I really enjoyed that whole interaction.
I played it Thursday, Sexy Kurt.
Classic.
Kurt Angle and Steve Austin comedy. It didn't do anything for Austin as a heel, but goddamn, it was funny as hell. Kurt Angle with the little cowboy hat on. Yeah.
Could we listen to some Sexy Kurt?
I'll have to go find it again. Maybe we'll come back with it. I'll go find it on YouTube. We'll go do that. So, what we'll do now, we'll take the break. We'll come back. Talk some not so positive stuff. But we also have the Royal Rumble coming up. So this is WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Talk some more wrestling after the break. It is WTR Sunday Night.
I was never the kind to be taking my time in a place that's worth a damn. And today's another day that I've gone and thrown away, and I don't care where it lands, 'cause I'm just thinking about us. I've been living in a dream about you. And
out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
What is the greatest cartoon TV show of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What does he mean by that?
Oh! Oh! Yeah!
I think I'm cute. I got the medals. I got the moves. That makes them all tap out the angle slam. The angle lock. Marty Jannetty. Still can't walk, I'm just a sexy curve.
Sexy curve.
I'll make your ankle hurt.
Ankle hurt.
I'm just a sexy curve.
Sexy curve.
I'll make your ankle hurt.
Ankle hurt.
Woo! That's right, son, eat your heart out. Hands off the merchandise. Woo!
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday.
Whoa. Hold on a second. No. Do it right.
What?
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live simultaneously on the TuneIn app. It's 100% free. Just download it to your mobile device. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network, and you can listen to all of the Wild Talk Radio original programming anywhere you happen to be. WTR Sunday Night.
Hi, Tim.
Who summoned the Dragon Balls?
That's how you do it. Did I miss anything? Did you guys miss me?
Yes.
With damn every Omega. Shot we took.
Damn it, Omega, you'd use the Dragon Balls.
No, wait a second.
I would not waste them so
cavalierly.
Frivolously.
Same thing, different.
Anyway, yes, Tim.
Yeah. Take it around with a very, very, I don't know, screwed up mic.
I can tell.
But I've temporarily fixed it. Just don't lean back and yank on it, that's all.
That's smart advice, everybody.
There you go. Yeah. So, what did I miss? Did I miss nothing?
You know exactly what you missed. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I was listening to you guys on a free tune-in app on my mobile device.
Wait, you said that.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Stein did warn the world about Mauro Ranallo. As soon as we heard about Mauro Ranallo signing with WWE, I warned you guys. I told you exactly what you could expect. And, Mike, was I wrong? The answer would be no. Let me answer for you.
Jeez. He's had a lot of built up.
I see that
stuff to get out. So
I had a tumultuous 2 weeks. Thank you, everybody. By the way, on a serious note, thank you very much all for your condolences and Omega, especially you. You were the first one to respond. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's a situation I fear ever being in. So, and I know I have to. So.
Yeah. Well, it's never fun, but yeah. It's a part of life and what happens. For those of you who are listening, don't know what's going on. I had a death in the family 2 weeks ago. My mother passed away. God rest her soul. And, it was decided that maybe we should just forego last week's webcast, just because I wouldn't have been into it anyway. So.
That was the main factor on that one.
That was like the number one thing. There were a couple other minor issues that kind of sort of culminated and combined. So we took last Sunday off, but, the healing process is in full swing and the good memories have kicked in. If anybody is following me on my Facebook, they'll read something that I posted a couple of days ago about a dessert that I made the other night, and it made me smile because I heard my mom yelling at me for using too much sugar. So.
Yeah, this may be not the best segment for you to come back to.
Bingo! Yeah, it's not exactly the best thing, but it does tie in, and, which one was it? Was it Deuce or was it Domino?
Domino?
Domino, I'm thinking it was Domino. To me and his brother. Yeah.
He asked me to remember Deuce and Domino's, where you make your mistake there.
Yeah, okay. I'm asking you to remember the cup of coffee they had in WWE. Or was it two cups? Cup and a half. Yeah. And of course, Rock, what you were alluding to, we lost, Superfly Jimmy Snuka last week as well. And, our condolences definitely goes out to the family of Superfly. I've got some great memories watching him in action. And of course, the most infamous, memory I have of, Jimmy Snuka was him, taking the coconut to the side of the head. Courtesy Roddy Roddy.
Yeah, not the leap from the cage or anything like that.
No, well, he leapt from cages all over the place, but the one thing that just like bangs into my head was the coconut, because that really got everybody into tizzy.
This bangs into your head is the coconut.
Banging the coconut into your head. Did I misspeak?
Just keep going.
Just having so much more fun the first segment.
Hey, Tim's back. Boy, I'm feeling really bummed out now, man. Kick him off the show. Yeah. But, that's the thing that sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it sucks. Thoughts and reaction time to the news and everything else, Omega. I gave you mine.
The rough part to this was, it's been such a rough time for him.
Yep.
Like I remember, like when they were trying to bring him into, they were trying to bring him into the suit against his ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
And they said, no, he can't, he's not physically capable of standing trial. And there's always that part of your head going, well, how true is that, or are they just trying to get out of it?
Yep.
I didn't expect it to be that bad to the point where this is the result.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would, like the charges for that were only dismissed on the third.
Yep.
Ah, it's hard to find someone who had a worse year, like leading up to this, between all of physical problems and then legal problems and just
everything else like that just accumulated on top of it. Yeah.
I don't like that a legend like that has his name dragged through the mud in what turned out to be the last year of his life.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, and yeah, this is the skeptic and the cynic representation. The charges basically were dropped against him. Were they dropped because of his being so ill? I mean, the guy was, what, only 75, 73?
He was deemed not mentally fit to stand trial.
Yeah.
So if you cannot justly defend yourself, then a trial cannot happen.
So here's the thing. Is he guilty? Is he not guilty? Did he do it? Did he not do it? We're never going to know. It's definitely not on the same level as OJ. I'm sort of half addressing that to Matt in the chat room. Not the same thing at all whatsoever with OJ. But still, people are going to question it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Mike?
I really can't. I have no take on it, honestly. I mean, I'm still kind of in disbelief, still in kind of shock and awe, because yeah, we lost a great legend, and I have a couple of friends who are actually related to Snuka, the Snuka family, and currently I'm still speechless, guys. I'm sorry. He's one of the pioneers, one of the reasons why a lot of young guys like us, like myself, I'm sorry, got into the business, because he revolutionized professional wrestling. To me, I don't look at the backstage politics. I look at the in-ring ability and what he has done.
Well, as far as the in-ring ability and everything that Snuka gave the fans, would you agree that he may be one of the progenitors to the style of the Hardy Boys?
Yes, absolutely. And if anything, if I kind of believe if you actually had a sit-down interview with Matt and Jeff, I really think that they would say yes, that if it wasn't for Snuka, there'd probably be no Hardys.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lot of high flyers. If it wasn't for Snuka as one of the pillars for high flying, there wouldn't be a lot of high flyers right now. High flyers, daredevils, as now, if it wasn't for Snuka.
Fairly reasonable statement to make, you think, Omega?
I would think so.
Yeah.
It all has to start from somewhere. There always has to be a progenitor for that style to show you, hey, you can actually do this, and not only can you do it and, you know, not break every bone in your body, but also get a really good, you know, get a really good reaction from the crowd out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always has to be someone who tries it first, and that was Snuka.
Yep. What'd you think about the tribute that they gave him on Raw?
It wasn't enough.
That's easy to say.
Well, were they playing it safe?
Enough.
Were they playing it safe just because of everything that happened to him over the last year?
Yeah, that might have to do with it. The same reason we avoid certain moves and bringing back certain people because of the ongoing concussion lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is WWE. For the same reason, Hogan was not, you know, mentioned while his trial was going on. And even then, it was well after the trial had ended and it was water under the bridge. Did they even start mentioning him on TV again?
No, but slowly but surely, Hogan's name is making its way back into WWE programming. It's just a matter of time before he's back with the company.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, that's home.
Yeah.
God, it's never a pleasant topic.
No, it's definitely not a...
No, like, you can try and remember the good times, but God.
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty much all you can do. You know, the only thing that I could say is, everybody, please try not to dwell on the situation he wound up in the final year of his life. It's going to remain pretty much unresolved, and it's best if we just let it go and just remember jumping off the cage and the coconut to the head and the feud with Rowdy Piper and all the good entertainment that he was able to give you. And I can remember
him coming back for the feud with Jericho.
Yep. How old was he back then?
It was in 2009. God, I'm trying to
It was like late 60s for that one.
Yeah. God, now they break so easy nowadays.
Damn. Well, anyway, yeah, Mike, any final thoughts before we move on?
I'd prayers go out to the family. Rest in peace.
Well said, Omega.
There's nothing more I can add, really.
Yeah.
Gonna miss him.
Not much else we can actually add to this at all. So, maybe we should talk about the segment on SmackDown, which is another just like, you know, topic.
it's another heartbreaking
segway.
But yeah, King's Court on SmackDown. You saw heel Ziggler really giving it to Jerry the King Lawler after Jerry gave it to Ziggler. Ziggler brought up the chest beating right before he had his heart attack. Did that cross the line? Did they go too far?
You know, it's funny. The line of what's too far has gotten really blurred in the WWE these days.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a feud with Charlotte where her dead brother's brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was not, somehow the writers thought that was okay. And then everybody else who had a brain afterwards went, what the fuck were you thinking?
At the same time, something like that with Charlotte, I'm sure would have been cleared with Charlotte, if not with Rick. The only person genuinely really ripped apart by it was his mom.
Thing is, there's some situations where it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a really dark place to go for the sake of a wrestling feud that was completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. That one was definitely going way too far over the line, the whole situation with Charlotte. But this one here, yeah. I've got to say, no, it's not, yeah, sure, they stepped over the line, but they just put, like, they put their toes over the line. And it was obviously cleared with Lawler. And watching that just is getting me thinking that maybe they're going to actually let Jerry wrestle in a WWE ring again, Omega. Yeah.
No. No. Like, I will say I don't think this one went too far.
No.
I think playing up the speculation that the repeated elbows had something to do with it, I think that's fine. No one died in this situation. Like, this isn't a feud. This isn't a cheap, it's a cheap heel thing.
Yep.
But it's not on the level of, you know, your brother didn't try very hard. It's not on the level of Eddie's in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no body count with this one. Luckily.
But Jerry Lawler did die on national TV though. It was a thing. He was.
Only clinically.
Okay. Okay, if you will look at his Wikipedia page and it says species zombie anywhere on there, then you can have that. But if he's alive, then he did not die. Okay, not die for realsies.
For realsies, really? Really? Okay.
I've got to remember that one.
I have to make my point somehow.
There you go.
For realsies.
Mike, chime in on this one a little bit.
Omega is basically saying what I think me and a lot of people are saying. I hope he does not get in the fucking ring.
Okay.
I can't. I saw him in a house, on an indie show. You gotta hang it up, man. Sorry.
You can't run that risk again. Okay?
Here's like, the ironic.
The man had a heart attack on national television.
That's because he overdid his Viagra dosage, but you know.
Like,
hey.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
If it lasted longer than 4 hours and Jerry got on the phone and told everybody, never mind the doctors.
I could see this, but, like.
But my thing is, Jerry, alright, when you're a wrestler, I understand that you, once you haven't wrestled in a while, you get that itch. I get that. But I'm just hoping to God, if he does wrestle, please take it slow.
Well, hang on a second. You might know this or not, but did he not wrestle since his heart attack?
Wrestles all the time.
Yeah, he's still hopping into the ring and doing his thing. The ironic thing, if you guys remember, he credits being a professional wrestler with saving his life.
And the doctor who was 10 feet from him.
Well, you know, he's on national television and they've got a doctor on standby just in case anything happens in the ring, and boom. And it's like a family thing. His dad passed away from, due to a heart attack, just about the same age Jerry was when Jerry suffered his. They caught it, they fixed it. His heart's in better shape now than it was before it happened, right? The only thing is, does Vince really, really, really want to even consider risking that on live TV or even on recorded TV?
If it's good money, hey.
Good money or bad press. There's no such thing as bad publicity, but there is such a thing as bad press. What kind of heat would Vince wind up having to take? And I'm not talking about, you know, in the newspapers, but you gotta consider it's a publicly traded company. The boardroom, the shareholders, the stockholders, all of those people. When it's not a private company, you've gotta take all of that other shit into account. Maybe Jerry's in perfect health and he could wrestle a Minotaur without any problems.
You had Jerry Lawler, you had Ricky Steamboat. You don't trust it.
You don't.
It's just, yeah, I don't think he should step foot into another WWE ring.
I don't think it's necessary, especially when you're dealing with someone like Lawler, who traditionally is known for having surrogates wrestle for him. You know, during his feuds, he would have, like, you know, Doink the Clown as his court jester, and you have to wrestle him instead, or, you know, Isaac Yankem being the famous one, which, hey, still in the company.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that segues perfectly into what I wanted to point out with that segment. JBL. Who's to say that he's not going to hop into the ring just for one more one-off?
For the love of God, please give me what I want.
The fact that he couldn't get to the ring without tripping?
That was the other thing I was going to point out, because I laughed.
Stop. That's
what you get for wearing $300 leather-soled shoes.
There you go.
They slip on the concrete, kids.
Exactly.
Well, there's almost a legitimacy to it, because it's like he was scrambling so much he wasn't watching where he was going.
Yep.
He wasn't.
At the same time, pratfall.
Well, you could sell it two different ways. I mean, if you want to make this a half-comedy match, I could think of two worse guys in the ring than Ziggler and JBL.
But would a comedy match actually get Ziggler over? Did this segment get Ziggler over?
Nothing is at this point going to get Ziggler over anymore. I'm sorry. It's just too late.
Then why'd you do this angle?
To try? It's not going to happen. So, I don't know. But could you see JBL throwing the tights on one last time, Omega?
God, it's so hard. I probably could.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy who routinely climbs the biggest mountains on the planet.
Yep.
So he's got the conditioning still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit ain't easy.
Yeah.
Like, that takes cardio, which is what you need to actually wrestle a match. So,
But he retired because of his neck and back, so...
Yeah, well, so did Sean.
He's had time to get better.
There you go.
Plenty of time.
He's had time to get better.
Yes.
Hey, there's precedent for returning into the ring after back and neck problems. The only person I think we'll never see return to the ring will be Edge. One more bump and he's paralyzed.
But he did return from a neck injury once.
Yeah. I'm talking about the final neck injury.
We don't need to put him on that list.
So, yeah, I just want to know, Mike, how big would your man Gasm be if you thought JBL one last time?
Listen, my Jimmy's wicked wrestled. I'm sorry. JBL, because he wants to get back in the ring. He does. After his segment with the tag teams, when I forgot what episode that was on Monday Night Raw, but just seeing him do a clothesline from hell and just... It was a crisp clothesline from hell, mind you.
No ring rust on that arm.
Nothing whatsoever.
That was 4 years ago, though.
Shut up. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
When it was the Ascension and...
Oh, that tag team one. I thought you meant when he came back with the Legends.
No.
And he's not talking about the real thing. He's talking about the Ascension. Ooh, I'm in trouble.
Oh, dear. No, but
is that Heath Slater clothesline? Ooh, ooh.
That, oof.
Whew.
Now, was that Heath Slater selling it, or?
Both.
Yeah, both. A little bit.
Because I don't care what anyone says. You can sell JBL's clothesline as much as you want, but that bitch is going to hurt. That is, them ham hock arms are, Jesus.
Kids, but there's a reason why it's called the clothesline from hell.
Exactly. But I do, I want to see them just do one more run. That's all. Cause they fucked me over when they showed him in the Royal Rumble. I was like, oh, yes, elimination, you bitches. Please do one more run before he goes to the Hall of Fame.
I just had a couple of people say they'd like to see me get into the ring and wrestle. Not going to happen, kids. No, never will, never will. Even if I was inclined to get into the ring and wrestle, I couldn't. Edge would get Dr. Scrims before me. Okay?
Which is why you can see Tim in the virtual world at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
I've got more hair on top of my head than the guy that you built. Not much, but
not much. Keyword, not much.
But still. Anyway.
Character creator. I'm a brain injury survivor.
I'm a brain injury survivor. I'm not even allowed to play contact sports. So. And I haven't since the head injury, and that happened when I was 17. So.
In an awful segue. So, Kurt Angle's returning, Tim.
To a Hall of Fame. Kurt Angle, he's coming back. Can I just say something?
But he wasn't on Raw though, Tim.
He wasn't on Raw. Yeah, I know. I said I wouldn't be surprised. I wasn't surprised he wasn't. Okay. Go ahead. Again.
No, I just wanted to throw that out there. So, anyway, thoughts?
Yay. Kurt Angle is, entering the class of 2017, which means kids WWE Hall of Fame. Good for him.
All right. That's your thoughts. Cool.
Well, did you want me to say something else? Like, should he wrestle a match?
Should he have one more match, Tim?
Two more matches.
Who?
One at, WrestleMania and then one, a couple months afterwards. Don't put him in the ring before then.
Who?
That would be a good question. For me personally, there are three different guys that I could see him go up against.
Who?
Shane McMahon, John Cena, because that would be the full circle thing, right? Kurt Angle basically wrestles John Cena for Cena's debut, and then Cena wrestles Angle for Angle's denouement, as it were.
Heard that?
I don't know. It's...
What, did somebody say something?
Deja, anyway.
Did I miss something? Don't forget, I wasn't here, kids.
I know. Just keep going, Tim.
You admitted to listening in.
I know.
Not all of it, but I heard bits and pieces. But the third person, you know, you first off, what show do you put Angle on if you're going to let him wrestle and make appearances? I have to say SmackDown.
I don't put him on a brand. I have him be like The Undertaker to show up wherever he wants when he wants.
When he wants, where he wants. Yeah, you could, but if you are going to peg him onto SmackDown, because that's where he made his bread and butter.
Send that fool to NXT.
There you go.
they send him to ECW.
But that being said, with my thinking, well, if you're going to have him appear on TV for any kind of walk-ons, then you do it for SmackDown. But the third guy I would want to see him wrestle in a WWE ring is AJ Styles. Yes, I know TNA, they've done it before, been there, done that. Bigger stage, bigger crowd, first off. Secondly, thirdly, who better to protect Angle than AJ right now? Really. I'm not putting him in the ring with a guy like Seth Rollins, not after what he did to Sting.
Legend killer Seth Rollins.
So there you go, yeah. But those are the three.
Okay. And do you have any preference on who inducts them?
One of two people. I don't know why I'm thinking Undertaker.
I don't know why you're thinking Undertaker either.
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't got any, but the other one would be Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Do you diminish Lesnar's monster persona by having him speak in respect to somebody?
He lost to Goldberg. He needs something.
Well, no, here it is. You can have Lesnar kayfabe the entire thing. Nothing I would like better than to have the censor button need to be manned during Lesnar's entire time at the microphone.
No, you have Brock start the speech, and then Heyman comes out just to finish the speech.
Ladies and gentlemen! Yeah, that might be interesting, actually. Have Lesnar kick it off, and then Heyman can take over just to keep things from getting out of hand.
I love kicking Kurt Angle's ass. Now, Paul, say something stupid. And he goes on and on and on.
That'd be kind of funny. could we get Lesnar doing another comedy segment?
No.
I don't see that happening. This
wire pulled.
I got cut off. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Yeah, I know you can. Anyway, where was I?
Could Lesnar pull off another comedy segment and then pop?
Oh, it's not a case of could he, because I think he could, but I don't think you'd, first off, you'd buy it, you'd let him do it, or you'd want him to do it.
So, we'll see. Say we go to break now, Tim.
We're going to go to break now, kids. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're going to talk the Royal Rumble because we got the pick'em and the entry contest coming up. We'll be back right after this.
This Tuesday, join us for a live simulation of the WWE Royal Rumble. Who will WWE 2K17 choose? Find out during the live simulation at twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Are you ready to rumble? We are, Tuesday night 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins, this is King from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
What is the greatest comedy movie of all time? This Saturday night, CB Radio decides. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest cartoon TV show of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thirty men. 10 teams. One winner. Which one of your favorite WTR personalities was able to put together the winning combination and outlast the competition in the WTR Rumble? Find out at youtube.com/rackradioshow. It's time to rumble only at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to the TR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Is my mic working okay?
Something like that.
It's working all right.
It's working. Is it working okay? Maybe not, but at least it's working.
It does not, your mic does not like music, but yeah, it's working.
Well, it's feedback. That's what it is, feedback. Yes.
Anyway, welcome back to WTR Sunday.
I just like, if you're gonna make your own alcoholic stuff, like, you know, like grab the yeast and the sugar and the stuff that you're going to ferment, don't sample it when you're in the middle of doing a webcast.
That's all the fun in it, Tim.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's WTR Sunday.
Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Hey, we lost Omega. Don't take that the wrong way. We didn't misplace him. He was going through a thunderstorm and apparently maybe he had lost internet or power or whatever.
Yep.
You lost? How can you lose a guy? Well, we put him over there and then we turned her back and he was gone.
It's the plot of Hangover, so it's possible.
It's the what Hangover?
It's the plot of Hangover.
Oh, it's the plot of Hangover. I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Mike, did you see that movie?
Mm.
If you say no, it's okay. I understand. It's a white guy movie.
Yeah, it is. I haven't seen it.
So it's all good.
And it should be on the list for this Saturday's greater than great debate. Hard to keep them all together. Anyway, but I'm not.
What's on the list? What is the greater than great debate on CB Radio this Saturday night at midnight-ish, or as close as you can get to it?
We're doing comedy movies this week.
Oh shit!
And then the intern is putting together the list.
Let's be cops.
It's up to the intern. You know. I've never seen that movie, but anyway.
It's all right. It's, you know, I've seen funnier.
So, we'll see.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High had better be on that list, or you're going to have to kick the intern and the nards.
Cowboys already did that. Oh!
Shot across the bow. Don't even talk about the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they laid an egg. Oh.
Ribbit.
So did the Steelers. Yeah.
So it's the Dirty Birds versus Deflategate Part 2?
That would be the matchup, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, when is Super Bowl?
2 weeks from tonight.
I'm going to find something to do because I have no interest in watching that. Not this year, kids.
Tim will be the only one not watching the Super Bowl.
There you go. Maybe I'll do a solo show. Who knows?
Tim Stein will be talking music history for you. What was that show called again? The teaser show that you're doing? The History Of? That's what it was. The History Of.
The History Of.
Do you not remember this?
Yes and no.
The History Of. Hold on. This happens when I keep everything. I may still have the teaser.
Yeah. Shit, Tim sends me?
No, it's an old commercial folder. Here.
Hey everyone, it's Tim Stein here to tell you about a brand new podcast debuting soon, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The History Of will take you on a fantastic journey as we look at some of the most famous rock groups, funny people, and actors and actresses of all time. Utilizing the video abilities of Ustream as well as the lossless stereo sound of internet audio, The History Of will bring a totally new experience to Wild Talk Radio.
Oh, fuck, this
so
is
make
old.
Sure that you join me, your host, Tim Stein, as we take a look at the history of some of your most favorite people ever. Make sure to keep a lookout for this brand new webcast coming soon, only to Wild Talk Radio.
That sounds like a good show. I'd listen to that show.
The teaser, the build-up to it is fantastic.
That was awesome. I have no idea whatever happened to that.
It's coming soon to Ustream.
Ustream? Wow. That should tell you how old that is. When did we do Ustream? Like 2009?
Oh, we've used it for a while. Yeah, let's see. When did you send me this commercial?
20-odd-8?
Oh, Jesus. You sent me this commercial May 8th, 2010.
Oh, wow. Well, that's still 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I was 42. 43, 48. Yeah, okay.
Carry the 4 and the 5 by 4. Anyway, moving on.
Carry a square root. No, never mind. Welcome back, Omega.
That might be more frequent.
Okay.
I have an ass load of storms on the way.
Cool.
So let's get through this. Let's do the entry contest drawing, shall we, Tim?
Oh, you want to do the entry contest before the pick 'em?
Yeah, let's do that first.
All right. That means I got to call this up. And basically,
the thunderstorm might be less painful.
Yeah, there we go. We've got 30 people who have entered the WTR Royal Rumble contest. Now, all 30 of you will be assigned a number. That number given to you is your entry number. So whoever enters the ring at that number, that's your guy. So for shits and giggles, Rock, just for shits and giggles, I say, okay, the name we got is Rock, and why don't you assign him a number?
24.
Okay, just for shits and giggles, whoever comes out of 24, say it's Roman Reigns, that's your guy. And if he wins, you win.
Yeah, that's how this works.
Pretty much. Now, we don't really have anything except bragging rights to give away. So what we're going to do, the winning listener Now this is going to be tricky because we've got Lindsay Rock, myself, Omega, Mike, King Kittens, Rob, Subway, Ace. They're definitely entered, of course, naturally. They might wind up with the number that winds up winning. What we're going to do is if your number doesn't win the Royal Rumble, if you are the last listener to be eliminated, or you are the winner of the Royal Rumble, we're going to email you a copy of my cookbook.
Woo!
It's popular.
It's a thing.
It's a big deal thing because people actually buy it and pay real money for it. And it's really cool because I tell you, you know, you make a cookbook and then say to somebody, hey, you know, you can buy this. And then, well, oh, okay, how much you want for it? And then you get $15.
Yes, Matt, we're really giving away the cookbook. So the grand prize will be the cookbook. So hopefully you get a good number.
Yeah, the cookbook from the Man Kitchen, written by yours truly, the one and only Tim Stein. And I know there's at least two listeners tonight who actually have the cookbook. One bought it and the other one won it. So legitimately, the one person that's listening, she's not in chat room, but she bought the book. She loves it. So.
So there you go. Can't wait to see the pictures, Matt, when you win the Royal Rumble.
I might even virtually autograph it. One question. He's the unpaid intern, so is Kane Kittens eligible to win the cookbook?
Yeah, let's let him win the cookbook.
I want a consensus vote. Okay, you say yes. Omega?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Mike?
Eh, yeah, why not?
Okay. He doesn't make any money, so what the hell?
It may be a hobby.
The general consensus, who cares?
It'll be a hobby. He can learn a new hobby, he can start to cook, and then he can take a day off from work. Because he's so in love with cooking things from the Man Kitchen.
Or you turn him into a chef and he works two jobs.
Yeah, there you go. And I just want to say to our listener, Matt Schaefer, Matt, if you don't win the cookbook, you can actually buy it. I can send you a physical, made one at a time, real paper copy of it. It's only $15 Canadian plus shipping, so that's like add $4 because it's going to the States. Or you could actually buy the PDF version and have it emailed to you. And that's $10 Canadian with no shipping charges. Damn it.
So anyway, let's get this thing started, shall we?
Yes, commercial over. This list that you sent me, shall I just go from the top to the bottom?
You randomly pick a name because, let's be fair, because, you know, first come, first serve, let's just randomly pick a name. I'm going to assign a number. Random.org has generated a number. So
okay, I am with eyes half closed, just going up and down with my mouse cursor to stop at Jeff Gordon, one fan.
Number 29.
All right.
Wow.
We need, like, background music or drum roll or something.
I'll give you background music in a second.
But do it quietly.
Yeah, I know, because your mic doesn't have feedback.
It anyway. Doesn't like background music.
Yeah, I know. So I'm looking for something. Go for the next one.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. And Wit. That must be Wit Brienne.
Mm-hmm. 28.
Getting all the really good numbers.
I'm dropping shit. All right. Now, are you generating these numbers randomly, Rock? How are you doing this?
I have gone to random.org, and I have a list from 1 to 30 that's been auto-generated.
I just want to make sure that that was reiterated so we don't get anybody bitching and complaining it's fixed. And the next one, oh, shit, me.
18.
I knew it. God damn it.
So about those good numbers, Omega.
I wanted like 26 or 28.
Being generous. We're giving them to the listeners.
Okay. So let's see. The next one will be quit picking five in a row. God damn it. There we go. Okay, that's highlighted more than the other one. So we're going to go squirrel, 666.
The devil.
Something like that. Devilishly good.
There's some background Royal Rumble music. 22.
And the next one, I hate doing it, that bugs me. All right. What is this, Rundow Gerd?
Yeah, 6 years of Santa, we'll go with that. 26.
All right. The next one is Ace.
8.
Okay, coming up next. Shit. The next assigned number will go to Rob.
Rob gets 16.
Naughty Nasty Mule number 9. Save that one for Mike. In the meantime, give Subway a number.
2.
Subway 2. whoops, I didn't mean to do that. Shit, closed it. I'm kidding, I did not. But we're looking at Alex Cage.
Alex Cage gets number 9.
Oh, Naughty Nasty Mean Old number 9 goes to Alex Cage. By the way, Alex Cage, a newer listener who just recently followed us all on the Twitter machine. And he's into wrestling, in case you didn't know it. So, hello, Mr. Cage.
Welcome.
All right. Now, I don't know why it does that, but it keeps picking 5 and 6 at a time. No, I don't open that. Oh, Aaron Groves.
He gets number 19.
All right. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Time to assign a number 2 jobber today.
6.
All right. Mace.
He gets 13.
Good old friend of ours, Mace, with the lucky number 13. Watch it be Shawn Michaels.
It's not going to be Shawn Michaels.
Hey?
So it's not going to be Shawn Michaels.
No, I know. Okay, so it initially picked 1, but it jumped up. And so instead of Michael, we're going to go to Matt.
Oh, Matt. Chat Matt.
Yeah. Just Matt.
Okay.
Here's your number, Matt.
Yeah, he gets 23.
Oh, no, wait. No. Let's redo.
Nope, no redos.
He should get, like, number 1 or number 3. All right, Rock. Give yourself a number for real this time.
20.
Fuck you. Kane Kittens. Here's Kane Kittens' number.
He gets 24.
22. All right. Now, stop doing that. Ah, no, wrong one. There we go. Try it again. Le Mans.
7.
Everybody wants to hit 7 at the Vegas casinos. Give one to Sheila Proctor.
4.
Sheila, your entry is number 4. Remember that number, because you want to cheer for the 4th entry into the Royal Rumble. During the Royal Rumble Battle Royal at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Give one to Derek Biddle.
5.
I'm doing what I can just to fill the gaps and make sure that there's talk while I'm choosing. Vincent Melendez.
1.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vin. That was supposed to go to Lindsay. Kevin Y31. Kevin E31.
14.
Well, he wanted 31. It wasn't even in his name. I'm waiting for it. Nobody said no.
Just keep going, Tim.
Pasta Salsa.
3.
Man, who's getting number 1? This is going to be fun.
We already did number 1.
TJ Adams.
11.
Who's number 1?
Vincent.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy I apologized to. All right. Matthew Sfornica.
Forcina.
Yeah, that's what I said. Copulate.
27.
Matthew Fornicate, your number's 27. What's his nickname?
Forcina.
So he's, okay, he's a Big John fan. Because he's Forcina, get it? Michael Peterson.
21.
Willkommen, Michael Peterson, 21. I was trying to talk in like a fake Swedish or whatever. Omega!
You want some bad news, Omega?
Sure.
25.
Oh, fuck. That's stunning for me. That's a number. That's a number somebody's won at before.
I was actually expecting you to get one of the single digit low numbers.
Yeah, that's usually how this works.
Just for your luck, you know? Just your luck.
Yeah, like. My wheelhouse is firmly in 12.
All right. Next one, Adam Carosi. Carosi? Corrosive?
Corrosive. 15.
Matt Goldberg.
30.
And hey, Matt Goldberg does shit.
Subscribe to his Instagram, instagram.com/mbg1211. To follow the journey at Wrestling Figure Photography.
Matt, that plug will cost you $15.
In the world besides me.
There you go. Matt, that plug will cost you $15, and you can just PayPal me any old time you want, as soon as possible. The sooner the better. And, okay, the next one, Vertigo's Girl.
All right. Jenna gets 10.
Okay. Now, we've got two names left, and instead of doing the random pick the way I was random picking, because there's only two left, I'm actually grabbing a Canadian quarter out of my pocket. Now, on the one side is a big antlered moose, and on the other side is a picture is, you know, Queen Elizabeth. And that's what our quarters look like here in Canada. And so I'm flipping it in the air, and boom, and tails it is. Mike is next.
17.
Ooh, Mike is 17. And, of course, the last one, Lindsay.
12.
Lindsay's 12. Hey, Omega, you want to switch with Lindsay?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because you did say 12.
I said that's where my wheelhouse was.
Okay.
I've moved out.
There you go. All right, so everybody entering the contest, you now have your assigned Royal Rumble entry numbers. Those are the guys you want to cheer for. And it doesn't matter if your number winds up being Roman Reigns or Kevin Owens. If you win, you win.
I like how you picked two people who probably won't be in the Rumble.
I'm just saying. So, all right. That being said, why don't we, shall we play Rumble Pick'em now?
Let's do some Rumble Pick'em, and let's start with the matchup you just talked about. Universal Championship match. It's Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns with Chris Jericho stuck inside a shark cage above the ring. Omega.
The fun part of the shark cage is it never fucking matters. We just saw Ellering figure out how to cheat while hanging in a shark cage. I'm more interested in figuring out if it's the exact same winch system that looks like the goddamn toy.
Like they did at TakeOver?
Yeah, because why build another one?
They should, because, you know, that's the whole point of this, to sell the toy. The crash cage, everybody. Go buy it. Local toy
Yay,
store.
Yay, toys!
Local toy store near you.
Spoiler for the match and the toy, the cage falls.
That won't be good for Jericho.
Won't be good for anyone under Jericho.
It might be good for Bruce. People are wondering who the hell Bruce is right now.
You know, it feels like Owens and Jericho is going to be the match for the U.S. title at Mania. It feels like they're building that. I will, optimistic for my point count, go with Reigns.
All right, Mike.
I'd go with Kevin.
All right, no thing else to add to that. All right, Tim.
I'm actually going to pick Roman Reigns. And I see this happening as a thing just because I'm looking down the road to seeing what they exactly want to do for WrestleMania. And I've got Roman Reigns pegged to defend, the Universal title, against a certain individual to be named later.
Undertaker. Say Undertaker. Awesome move for the Undertaker.
All right, fine, Undertaker. God damn it.
Cause that would be points.
For?
Me.
Oh, well, then, no, not Undertaker. Maybe, I don't know, Kalisto.
No one has Kalisto, so that's good.
I'm not telling you. Who's got Samoa Joe?
Lindsay.
Mickey James. Yeah, he's going to defend against Mickey James.
Anyway, so you're going Roman.
It's the only one I remember that's on my team.
I know, Tim.
Anyway, yeah, I'm picking Roman Reigns.
Who will become the next Cruiserweight champion? Will it be Neville, or will Rich Swann retain? Mike.
My boy Swann, retain. Give me my points.
Omega.
Yeah, it'd be too easy for Neville to come back and go straight to the championship. That's probably why it's going to happen, but hey.
Screw you both, I want the points. Tim.
I'm going with Neville. Neville. Neville's going to win the Cruiserweight title. By the way, we didn't tell you. If you guys are playing along with us, and you should because it's fun, then... post your Royal Rumble Pick'em Picks on our Facebook, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork, or just for shits and giggles, email them to media@WildTalkRadio.com.
There you go. Up next, we'll do Charlotte versus Bayley for the Raw Women's title. Mike.
You know what? Just for fun. I'm gonna go with Bayley. Screw that. I'm gonna go with Bayley. What do you think? What do you think, Omega?
I think it's too quick. Like, the whole build up to this is Charlotte is Mrs. Pay-Per-View. Or Miss Pay-Per-View in this case.
And then I gotta ask Tim, as a promoter slash booker, if you already see that the storyline right there is already laid out for you, do you go with it or do you just say, here's the middle finger, we're not going
to
do it?
How much more damage do you want them to do to that woman's title?
I mean, it's all right. I'm not going to lie. It's already damaged because we've already seen John Cena versus Randy. Sasha versus Charlotte.
I see what you did there.
And so, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's, to me, go away, Charlotte. But, that's just me.
All right. Well, thanks for asking. I'm going to pick Charlotte.
Did Omega pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's two for Charlotte and one for Bayley because Mike doesn't think with his head.
I am thinking with my head.
Let me rephrase that. Mike doesn't think with his WWE head.
Thank you.
All right.
And then the Royal Rumble. 30 men, one winner. Who wins?
30 will enter, one will exit.
Tim, who wins?
Well, according to your scenario, it's going to be The Undertaker.
It's a selfish scenario.
Triple H is going to be a surprise entrant, and he's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Triple H movement. Woo, woo.
No. Triple H. You're not allowed. Shut up.
Triple H movement.
Shut up.
You brought it up.
Shut up. I did not. You said the phrase. I never did. I'm just telling you what my scenario is. But I'm lying because it's not going to be him, and that's not going to happen.
Hashtag Triple H movement.
I just did that just because it's you and then when it doesn't happen, you can all cry and bitch and everything.
Gonna go on the internet and complain.
Who does win the Royal Rumble? Do we have a full list of who's in the Royal Rumble?
The full list of people in the Royal Rumble goes...
That are confirmed.
That are confirmed are Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, The Miz, Seth Rollins, Dolph Ziggler, Big E, Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, Luke Harper, Braun Strowman, Chris Jericho, Baron Corbin, Cesaro, and Sheamus.
Oh, shit. I'm picking Dean Ambrose.
Omega goes, yay, fantasy points. All right, Omega, who you got?
Jeez, with 12 people still completely unaccounted for?
Yep. As of today, remember, you can always change it. But as of today.
God.
This is one of the... For the first time in years?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. It's one of those.
No fucking clue.
Usually, okay, it's Roman, we got it, it's Batista, we got it. You just don't know, because they could actually do Goldberg and Brock for a title, one of them can win.
There's been so many rumors floating around, too, and, God, it's been so all over the map.
Which makes for an awesome Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Like, Royal Rumbles are supposed to be unpredictable. That's the whole nature of them. Jeez, do you use it to set up a match, or do you use it to establish somebody new?
How big of a win would it be for Bray Wyatt to win on Sunday?
God, it would be. Doesn't feel like he's got enough momentum for it. It feels like he's setting up for Orton.
They can always do Orton and Bray for a title, because there is an Elimination Chamber coming up in 3 weeks.
Oh, shit, not another pay-per-view.
February 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Live on the WWE Network.
Still hate that such a big gimmicky pay-per-view is like right between Rumble and Mania. God, I don't even want to say Undertaker, because I know they're not planning for him to hold a title.
Undertaker.
Not gonna happen.
Watch it happen.
It won't happen.
Don't kill my mood, Tim.
Kill that mood, man.
Trying to stall for Omega.
You know what? For shits and giggles, I'm going to say Strowman.
Whoa.
That's how you get to Strowman versus Reigns for the Universal title.
And in a match with that many big monsters in it, to have the young one come up and actually win the Rumble, that would establish him so hard.
All right, Mike.
They did that with Cesaro. That really worked.
They never did with Cesaro.
That was not the Royal Rumble, and you know it.
Damn. No, it was the the moral.
No one ever got established with that particular Rumble that you're thinking of.
Your winners have been Cesaro, Big Show, and Baron Corbin,
and Athena to a push.
God damn you, Omega, for being right. Two things can happen. Brock and Braun are probably going to be... Brock, Braun, and Goldberg are probably going to be in the final three. And make it so bad, I see Braun Strowman eliminating both of them and winning the Rumble. Fuck it. But fuck! But then I also see Bray Wyatt, because he's put up a lot of shit, and it will be about damn time. The wild card, which would make me laugh, is if Kofi wins. Well, we all know that's not going to happen.
They have to figure out how he survives.
Yeah, it's going to be here.
How he's going to survive is going to be hilarious.
What is he going to do this time around to top everything else he's done?
Well, he can't top it anymore because last year was lame. He just landed on the New Day and they chucked him back in.
They bring out one of the big old booty-os and he bounces off of it.
Don't do that because it may happen.
You get out the Sin Cara springboard, you put it in the middle of the booty-o and he bounces back in the ring.
Now, how how much can we play with that, with the technicality of that rule? If he straps two big foam booty-os to his feet,
kind of flubber bullshit,
and he just like walk around the ring and not be eliminated, because technically his feet aren't touching.
Would that count?
He stood on a chair. What's the difference between standing on a chair and standing on two booty-os?
Approximately 20 inches.
Depends on the size of the booty-o.
Yeah.
That's why I said approximately.
Mm.
I smell cornflakes.
Fuck. It's either going to be Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, or Samoa Joe. I can't make a decision. Just those three for some odd reason that I'm going to have to go with.
You know the object of this game is to pick one.
I know, but there are three possibilities.
Pick the most possible. There's 30.
Technically, he's right.
It's three logical ones.
This is WWE.
There's two logical ones. Fuck. Fuck!
I can hear the pain!
Oh, God. Bray Wyatt. Wait. Can I change my decision during the week?
Yes, you can.
Praise Wyatt Jesus. Braun Strowman.
It's like he's being waterboarded. Say what we want you to say!
Dude, you have no idea. Like, I'm visualizing all this shit in my head. And go ahead and go to Tim, and I'll explain it.
Tamari, answer.
You're the only one who hasn't. Explain your old damn self, Mo.
Okay. Alright. This is how I see what's gonna happen. It's gonna be Bray Wyatt. It's gonna be the final four. Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, and Goldberg. Cause, you know, they're gonna try and keep it going on unless Goldberg miraculously or accidentally fucks up his shoulder again. They're gonna be in the final four. Brock Lesnar and Goldberg are going to probably fight, and then they're gonna go to the ropes. Then it's gonna be either Braun Strowman or Bray Wyatt that's gonna flip them over, and then the person last is gonna flip them over. That's why I'm saying it's gonna be a fucking hard decision. But I know for a fact that Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman are going to be in the final two.
Okay, then there you go. Now, sticking with you, Mike, for a tiebreaker, who has the most eliminations in the match?
Braun fucking Strowman.
Tim.
Roman fucking Reigns.
He's not in the match.
Oh, well then I'll pick somebody else. That was me just covering because I haven't got a clue who to pick.
Omega, who will have the most amount of eliminations?
Gold fucking Berg.
I got like four people that I got on the list that could all have the most eliminations and all that other bullshit Mike said. Yeah, I'm saying Goldberg for shits and giggles. No, I changed my mind. Braun Strowman.
Okay, there you go. And for the WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus John Cena. Will John Cena get number 16, Omega?
No.
All right, so Omega's going AJ Styles. Mike.
AJ Styles.
Tim.
What do you want?
Alright, so it is AJ Styles versus John Cena for the WWE title.
AJ Styles.
There you go. So that is the Royal Rumble pick'em and preview right here on WTR Sunday. Go to facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. Post your picks there. We'll have a full card out hopefully by Tuesday night. Speaking of Tuesday night, we'll have the full simulation of our Royal Rumble 11:30 p.m. Eastern. At twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
It won't be on WTR, won't be on the Wild Talk Radio Network website. Go to Twitch TV. Anyway, you'll get the links on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes. Before we go to the all-time greatest.
I have an announcement to make.
What's your announcement?
The announcement is there will be no quick hits tonight, just all-time greatest.
No.
Fuck, so, I tried.
WTR Fantasy Scores for week number 3. Team Intern had 22. Mike had 14. Tim had cheated. Tim had 6. Myself and Lindsay had 5. And Team Omega had 2.
Intern cheated.
I am genuinely confused.
Somehow I got 2. Appearance points matter. Overall, Team Intern has 38. Team Mike has 36. Team Lindsay has 28. Myself has 24, Tim has 23, and Omega has 21.
Wait, didn't Team Intern only have 18 points like a week ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Think about it.
he doubled his points, just about. So there you go. That is the WTR Fantasy Update. Here is the all-time greatest.
The all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the $1 million man always gets his way.
We have the Million Dollar Man versus Owen Hart Omega.
Much as I like Owen's music, it feels a little generic. It just doesn't work. Just doesn't. And it's the Million Dollar Man. That's the kind of theme song where, okay, maybe it's not so much about the song, but what's going on just resonates his character so much. He doesn't even need mic time to get who he is across because of it. And it shows his just level of ego, which is such a perfect way of, it's such a perfect way of doing that. Just like, you know, this is my music, this is my mission statement, and I don't need to pick up a mic to tell it to you plebeians. It just works. It works so well. It always has.
Everybody got a price. Everybody gonna pay.
All right, Mike.
Fuck.
both tunes are catchy, which is bad. But, fuck. Ted DiBiase. I'm sorry, Ted DiBiase.
Tim?
Owen was the best, greatest, most talented heart to ever walk into any wrestling ring. But his music doesn't tell you shit. And that's a sad, unfortunate thing. Ted, unanimously here.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy. Don't go messing with a country boy, don't mess with a country boy. When I was a little bitty boy, baby, I cut my teeth on a big old tree. Mama filled my bottle from a moonshine still. My first meal was a bass she killed. A bass she killed, a bass she killed. My first meal was a bass she killed.
What?
Matt is sampling hard apple cider and doesn't know what he's talking about now.
What? Yeah. Anyway, Hillbilly Jim versus Hulk Hogan. Mike.
Hulk Hogan. No, fuck. Hulk Hogan, yeah, fuck it.
Okay, Omega.
Hogan, it's one of the all time like heroic anthems. It is so, you know, 80s, 90s Hulk Hogan, and you're up against the song of Hillbilly Jim, where if you listen to the lyrics, it refers to him how he was a alcoholic as a baby. It's not quite the same.
Tim,
I hate country music.
All right, so Hulk Hogan, right?
So, yeah, no, I'm picking Hulk Hogan. I mean, you listen to that shit, Omega brought it up. You know, that is so 80s. It's not just so 80s. Substitute Hogan for Schwarzenegger in some of Schwarzenegger's classically bad, movies that you can't but watch. And this could be, a movie, like a theme or a running theme in that movie starring Hulk Hogan as Arnold Schwarzenegger's character. Yeah, it's iconic. It just, Hogan, franchise of the WWF, man, he's the dude. I mean, that music hits and, all you John Cena lovers Hulk Hogan lovers are gonna go absolutely nuts.
Savage or Diesel, Tim?
Well, you know, you hear those horns, and you know the big leather-clad couldn't-sell-the-company-to-save-his-life guy is coming out to wrestle. Or if you listen very carefully, you know you're going to have a little madness hitting you. Let me tell you, Mean Gene, Hulk Hogan, you don't stand a chance. It's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Omega.
And yes, that was a bad Savage.
Yes, it was.
Diesel's theme pretty much just comes down to the fact that there's a giant semi-truck horn in it. intimidating noise, but noise is not a theme. No, taking a classic song, like something that I would hear at like a graduation ceremony and making it into like a credible pro wrestler theme, that's just how Macho Man operated. That worked for him in the same way that Flight of the Valkyries works for Daniel Bryan. It's rare occasion when someone can make classical music actually work as a theme, and that is definitely one of them.
Mike.
I gotta say, it's just like Omega said, you know, when you can turn something classical into a theme that would make somebody over in professional wrestling, it's an amazing thing. Sadly though, I'm a Kevin Nash guy. So, gotta go with my boy Diesel.
Oh my god, he's got it as a ringtone, kids.
I sure do.
And seriously, was that a ringtone?
Yeah.
Woo!
Fuck.
Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid versus the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Omega.
Repeat the part about, you know, classical music. In this case, it's the 2001 music. It has just that grandiose nature that Ric Flair personified. It works so, so well. You know, and the... No, I can't. I have to go with Flair.
Mike.
Both of these themes go hand in hand. Ric Flair, 2000, what was it, 2000, circa 2001 version. You hear this, you already know it's Ric Flair. You know a legend is coming, something great is coming. Psycho Sid's theme song, using the Psycho Shrieks, you knew you were going to get your ass kicked. But I'm gonna
play a guy who couldn't cut a promo live to save his life.
He didn't need the promo. He had the music and he had the height and he had the look. Okay. I don't know what was on his malfunction. He probably was legit psycho in real life. I don't know.
Hey, I know Sid Beauty. Careful.
Hey, I'm a fan of him too. his power bomb's amazing. Okay. Yeah,
like lost it.
Yeah.
He ain't all there.
Okay. But I will say I will go with the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Tim.
Ric Flair's music is from the movie Space C 2001. That's not the name of it, just for edification for Mike's purposes. It's a bunch of music from the early 1800s called Also Sprach Zarathustra.
Zarathustra, I know.
And you play that, and you know it is going to be the superstar Ric Flair who got his start in Germany, just like the song that he comes out to. He is a German hero, he is, Ric Flair. And then you have Psycho Sid, who is, like, psychotic. And the music says, I'm psychotic because I am Sid. In this case, you know, I could see either one moving on, but I got to give the edge to Ric because it's Flair.
That's this week's all-time greatest.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Mike. Favorite Royal Rumble memory?
Um,
Favorite Royal Rumble memory. Fuck, do I even have... Yes, I do. Roddy Piper, Royal Rumble 2008. Him and Snuka.
Tim, favorite Royal Rumble memory.
Whoa. I don't want to get picked on for picking this because it involves Bret Hart. It's got, it's coincidental that it's got Bret Hart in it. My favorite Royal Rumble memory is the tie between Bret and,
Luger.
Thank you. Lex Luger. That was all Lex Luger's doing too. Both guys having their feet plant at the exact same time. That was orchestrated by Luger. And Luger that pulled it off perfectly. And it's like, holy fuck. And they couldn't have gotten that better. I mean, it was just bang on.
Omega, what's the square root now? Favorite Royal Rumble memory.
I could be really cheap and just say, like, Van Damme's surprise return, because the pop on that was mammoth.
Uh-huh.
No, I gotta be honest, it was Shawn's first win.
Chet said that as well.
Yeah, going from number one to winning.
And no love for anyone for Vince McMahon? Storming to the ring and tearing his quads? No.
You know, that crossed my mind.
It is a Royal Rumble moment. You do remember it. All right. Mike, who will be the...
I just read the story of how that ending got fucked in the worst way.
What, the scene?
Because they covered it really well, but that was, like, a very botched finish.
He was supposed to bounce him around all the ropes.
No, Batista was supposed to just powerbomb Cena outright, and they lost balance. And...
Yeah,
Batista,
no.
Who was supposed to win the Rumble in the first place, ended up hitting the mat first, so they had to go to bullshit, like, no, they hit at the same time, no, do it over.
Yeah, but he was
also, all done on the fly.
Yeah, he was also supposed to, like, power to different ropes first, I think. But see, this momentum took him over. I think that's what Halle said in the story of the Royal Rumble. Available now on DVD. Mike, who will be the biggest surprise entrant this year? Or most surprising, most surprising entrant.
Shawn Michaels.
Tim, who will be the most surprising entrant in the Royal Rumble?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'd be shocked as hell.
Omega, can you give me someone?
Or Linda McMahon.
Omega, will you give me someone who will actually appear in the Royal Rumble this year?
Say Kurt Angle.
Do you want like an actual surprise, or do you want me to give you a surprise entrant that is guaranteed to show up?
A surprise.
Well, then that qualifies what both Mike and I said. Go ahead, Omega.
I was just dismissing your picks anyway.
Yeah, fuck you too.
I don't know. I think people are so onto it right now. I would almost say Ty Dillinger at number 10 would actually happen.
But can we stop with the counting?
God, there's the one part about the UK tournament that got on my nerves.
Yep, they screwed up. The announcers got lost by the tens. What number are we at? 7? No, we're at 5 because they kept going 10. Can we stop? Please. Anyway, that's it. That's a show, Tim.
Are we done?
That'll be it, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? Before everybody leaves, they should know that they should come and listen to you talk about Raw tomorrow night after Raw, because it's the immediately following Raw show.
It's Raw Post 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. They go home to the Royal Rumble.
Hey, if you haven't done so... Is the voting still going on?
Voting has closed.
If you haven't done so, well, you pricks. Anyway, it's the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show returns Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. Hey, Lindsay Ward. Oh, she's not here. Go ahead, Rock.
We will be talking NXT TakeOver San Antonio. We'll do the full preview of that. We'll have the SmackDown Throwdown, and we will have our Royal Rumble picks and preview as well. It's The Rack Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show, twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. Be there Tuesday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 9:30 Mountain. We'll simulate the Royal Rumble live so you can watch it before it hits YouTube.
Cool.
Speaking of Royal Rumbles, go to youtube.com/Rack Radio Show to see the WTR Rumble. All of us were in it. We had representatives. It was a thing.
And it doesn't matter what they say, I won.
Find out for yourself at youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 9, now available. The mid-season finale, Episode 10, will be available on Thursday afternoon.
Midnight, Saturday. They're going to try to get as close as they can to it with CB Radio.
We have Say What. We have the Blame Robs, the Blame Subs. We have
Say What.
Say What.
Say What.
And the Greater Than Great Debate. Last night we did cartoon TV shows. This week we're doing comedy movies provided by the intern. Coming soon, vacation destinations provided by Matt from the chat.
Find a guest host named Willis.
I have a Will.
That's close. I just want to hear Subway say what you talk about, Willis.
Listen, Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook and the Twitter.
And stuff and things? Next Sunday night, what time are we on? After the pay-per-view.
11-ish.
Immediately following the pay-per-view, which of course happens on the night before I have to go and open up the store the next goddamn day on that schedule again. Son of a bitch. Anyway, yeah, we're going to give you our review of the Royal Rumble. You'll want to tune in and find out if you should like it or not, because we'll tell you. Actually, no, we won't. We'll just give you our opinions and let you make up your own damn minds. Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forum. Zzz. There's an S there. You can also check out the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Like one, join the other. Right, Omega?
Mm-hmm.
And you're all over the internet like a dirty shirt.
Oh. What?
Okay.
You're a bad penny. You always turn up. I'm reaching. Just, like, plug.
It's failing. Go.
Tim is rusty, everyone.
Well, yes, but what's his excuse for messing this up? So,
yeah, I lost that completely. Thank you for cutting out on me, internet.
Anyway,
so everywhere you want to find me, except for Facebook, you can find me there at TJ Reviews. But everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is That is the Twitter handle where you can follow me. That is the YouTube channel where I'm constantly posting stuff to watch. And that is tjomega.org for the stuff that YouTube doesn't like me to post.
Go to his YouTube channel, watch his reactions to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, we talk for a long time.
He stands in the back of a chair.
I don't have a podium. I felt like I needed a podium for that.
You need to build a podium.
I did.
Isn't
once.
That what you take when you've got diarrhea?
I built a podium once. I used it one time and never found another use for it. And now I'm like, fuck, what'd I do with my podium?
Well, didn't you take it for your diarrhea?
Build a new podium.
Quit ignoring my bad jokes!
But how else will we get through the show?
I thought your internet dropped out. Anyway. Mike, you're on the social medias.
It came back.
Yeah, I'm on social media. Add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. What else I got? Oh, yeah. I did a thing. I did a thing on Facebook. I'm working on a little project, for those of you who wanted to know. I am on this Facebook called United Wrestling. Look it up. It's a page. And I'm doing a universe mode for creative wrestlers. So I will give you the information on that next week, because I'm still trying to work the kinks out, because my internet is ass, and I'm trying to make it stronger so I can really broadcast live. So, yeah, stay tuned for that.
I think we're done.
This is where you would wrap up the show, yes.
Thank you very much for turning up this evening to listen to us ramble on, everybody. We really appreciate it. If, you know, as long as you keep coming to the website, keep listening to the archives, we'll keep doing this shit until they pull the plug and sue me for not paying the bills. I don't know. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night immediately following the Royal Rumble.
WildTalkRadio.com.